This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have a story for you tonight, of course, but we are starting our celebration of Black History Month as well, so have a little something for that as well. Give you a moment to get settled, and I'll be right back. Please stay tuned to KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. This is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTOO 104.3. The first story is titled The Family Reunion. It's by WLSC. Time heals all wounds. We can only hope. Well, the invitations are now out. They look like a hospital menu. Mark X for your preference of location, food, and games. Standard insurance waiver, as always, included. All families have traditions, gathering for holidays, handing down family recipes, family heirlooms, agreeing that it will not always be the firstborn that becomes heir to the aging pets of their aging parents. My son insisted on this. Our family tradition has always been to hold on to grudges and preserve our territorial rights. Our great-great-great-grandparents left England because they were unable to find sufficient lands beyond one common postal zip code. The family has evolved, gaining experience and knowledge from previous reunions. We will never collectively travel on an airline together. You only did this once and learned that it is truly not worth the discount on bulk purchase. Having recovered from the 9-hour flight, your next destination is the beach for sand, sun, and fun. Waikiki proved inadequate in size for our family. No matter how early you descended onto the beach to pace off your section of sand, it was always too late. We then decided to spend the afternoon at a market, where the local merchants recognized me from pictures they saw earlier from my Aunt Grace, a few commenting that she was right. I do need a holiday. Camping at national parks became a favorite for our family. The layout of the campground was large enough to activate various postal zip codes if identification became necessary. But the almighty skies told us different. Each and every time we descended on the campgrounds, unpacked, set up the tents, sleeping bags, and set up the camp kitchen, it started to rain. Not shower, but open bowling alley lanes of water. Noah called asking for directions. The rain would not stop until we posted the white flag of defeat and packed up all the 10-pound soaking wet sleeping bags and 200-pound canvas tents and departed. In hindsight, the rain kept us isolated, so the most we could complain about was the weather and our campsite neighbors, who seemed to be too tired to join us and were always turning off their kerosene lamps when they heard our footsteps. Grizzly and black bears, cougars and raccoons, leeches and water snakes, all natural to the landscape, never ventured into our campground. They knew better. I'm sure, like us, they sent out an information bulletin warning of the dangers. Now campers have it easy. They travel in camouflage hamlets with collapsible bay windows and satellite dishes. I have always wanted to ask if their camouflage rigs actually confuse the wildlife. The elder circle at any reunion is sacred ground. It comes in many forms, and only a chosen few are told of its location. It can be found in the cook kitchens of the campsite, in the restaurant of a hotel, or folding chairs surrounding a campfire. The rule of the circle is that children are not allowed. Our family has never supported the theory that children are to be seen and not heard. The elders want to hear them so they know where they're hiding. Our DNA has gifted us with a bat-like sonar hearing, allowing Grandma to carry on the rumor that unlike Doberman pinschers, they never had to tape the children's ears. They flock to the circle in disguise, forgetting that the elders have heard all the tricks and excuses before, and then leave on the promise that ice cream cones are coming. The elders, being the apostles of grudges, have kept track of who is speaking to whom and why. They believe reunions are a chance to sort out the grudge book and, of course, assign the appropriate sentence to its newest members. You are wise to find out in advance what table you should be sitting at, or you will probably be written up. At the end of the last reunion, there were write-ups ranging from an innocent pot of chili that was presented as prepared from an ancestral family recipe, to later being found out to have come from a restaurant, to an out-of-province family arriving early and parking their truck and trailer underneath the oak tree, taking the designated area for the elders' circle. Of course, they volunteered to move, but the elders wouldn't hear of it. Looking at my invitation, I see that the family is calling for signed releases this year. After all, you can never be sure what will happen. Last reunion, Aunt Ruth was walking to the kitchen when she was hit in the head with a rogue horseshoe. Poor thing still suffers from migraines and will always blame her late husband, Harley, for intentionally throwing it at her. So in the future, all horseshoes will not be thrown above the knees. They are also confirming that field chalk is mandatory. This is so that your 200-foot territory can be identified and no one can cross over. We will love and cherish each other to the ends of the earth and defend each other's right to be a little quirky. As grandmother always said, you can't pick family. That was WLSC's The Family Reunion. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I will be right back. Please stay tuned to KTOL 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Thank you. Hi, this is Ms. G. I'm bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTO 104.3. I hope you enjoyed that last story. Next up, as I stated when I started, this is the beginning of Black History Month, and so I wanted to read you some poetry for Black History Month. I have one by Langston Hughes. It's called Dream Deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? It was Dream Deferred by Langston Hughes. I'll be back with another poem here at Telling Tales with Ms. G in just a moment. Please stay tuned. This is Ms. G. I'm back telling tales with Ms. G here at KTO. And I have a poem by Alice Walker, We Alone. We alone can devalue gold by not caring if it falls or rises in the marketplace. Wherever there is gold, there is a chain, you know. And if your chain is gold, so much the worse for you. Feathers, shells, and C-shaped stones are all as rare. This could be our revolution, to love what is plentiful as much as what's scarce. That was Alice Walker's We Alone. And my next poem is titled The Rose That Grew from Concrete. Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Proving nature's law is wrong. It learned to walk without having feet. Funny, it seems, but by keeping its dreams, it learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from concrete when no one else ever cared. The author of that was Tupac Shakur. That was The Rose That Grew from Concrete. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I'll be right back after this music interlude. Please stay tuned at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. Thank you. This is Ms. Jean bringing you Telling Tales here tonight at KTOL 104.3. And in honor of Black History Month, I have some poetry by Black authors or African American authors. My next one is Conversation by I.E. We smile at each other, and I lean back against the wicker couch. How does it feel to be dead, I say. You touch my knees with your blue fingers, and when you open your mouth, a ball of yellow light falls to the floor and burns a hole through it. Don't tell me, I say. I don't want to hear. Did you ever, you start, wear a certain kind of dress, and just by accident, so inconsequential you barely notice it, your fingers graze that dress, and you hear the sound of a knife cutting paper. You see it, too, and you realize how that image is simply the extension of another image, that your own life is a chain of words that one day will snap. Words, you say, young girls in a circle holding hands and beginning to rise heavenward in their confirmation dresses like white helium balloons. The wreaths of flowers on their heads spinning. And above all that, that's where I'm floating. And that's what it's like. Only 10 times clearer. 10 times more horrible. Could anyone alive survive it? That was Conversation by I.E. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. Here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska. And I'll be right back. I'm back. This is Ms. G, bringing you Telling Tales here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. My last poem, story of the evening, is called The Black Prayer by Runette Nia Igbo. Why did you make me someone the world wants to hold back? Black is the color of dirty clothes, the color of grimy hands and feet. Black is the color of darkness, the color of tire-beaten streets. Why did you give me thick lips, a broad nose, and kinky hair? Why did you make me someone who receives the hatred stare? Black is the color of a bruised eye when somebody gets hurt. Black is the color of darkness. Black is the color of dirt. How come my bone structure's so thick, my hips and cheeks are high? How come my eyes are brown and not the color of the daylight sky? Why do people think I'm useless? How come I feel so used? Why do some people see my skin and think I should be abused? Lord, I just don't understand. What is it about my skin? Why do some people want to hate me and not know the person within? Black is what people are listed when others want to keep them away. Black is the color of shadows cast. Black is the end of the day. Lord, you know my own people mistreat me, and I know this just isn't right. They don't like my hair or the way I look. They say I'm too dark or too light. Lord, don't you think it's time for you to make a change? Why don't you redo creation and make everyone the same? God answered, why did I make you black? Why did I make you black? Get off your knees and look around. Tell me, what do you see? I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. I made you the color of coal from which beautiful diamonds are formed. I made you the color of oil, the black gold that keeps people warm. I made you from the rich, dark earth that can grow the food you need. Your color's the same as the panther's, known for beauty and speed. Your color's the same as the black stallion. A majestic animal is he. I didn't make you in the image of darkness. I made you in the likeness of me. All the colors of a heavenly rainbow can be found throughout every nation. And when all those colors were blended well, you became my greatest creation. Your hair is the texture of lamb's wool. Such a humble little creature is he. I am the shepherd who watches them. I am the one who will watch over thee. You are the color of midnight sky. I put the stars glitter in your eyes. There's a smile hidden behind your pain. That's the reason your cheeks are high. You are the color of dark clouds formed when I send my strongest weather. I made your lips full, so when you kiss the one you love, they will remember. Your stature is strong, your bone structure thick to withstand the burdens of time. The reflection you see in the mirror, the image looking back at you, is mine. That was The Black Prayer by Runette Nia Igbo. This has been Telling Tales with Ms. G, celebrating Black History Month, and just celebrating. I hope you enjoyed our stories and poems tonight. And until next time, have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night.